This is Jocelyn Fullerton with the Ag Information Network and today's Marketline report for Friday. With higher feed prices and inflation fears rising, the beef market cooled off yesterday. Let's go to Joe Vaklovic's podcast, Grain Markets and Other Stuff, for more information.
Now, traders believe that these red hot inflation numbers will push the Fed toward more aggressive action. And that's been a bad thing for the markets. It's bad for commodities. It's bad for the stock market. It's bad for crude oil. It's bad for the economy in general.
Chicago soft red winter wheat prices for September closed the day down 15 and 3 quarters to finish at $7.95. December corn was up 5 and 3 quarters to finish the day at $6.01. Kansas City hard red winter wheat prices for September were down 13 and a half to settle at $8.48 and 3 quarters. Portland prices for club wheat with 10.5% protein were unchanged, ranging from $9.10 to $9.60. Soft white wheat with 10.5% protein prices for September were down 10 to unchanged to settle at $9 to $9.10. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for September were down $13.50, ranging from $9.43 and 3 quarters to $9.63 and 3 quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for September were down $3.25, ranging from $9.70.5 to $9.90.5. Live cattle for August were down $1.47.5, closing at $135.40. August feeder cattle were down $1.90 to finish the day at $178.90. August Class 3 milk was down 59 cents to settle at $20.36. Thanks for listening to Marketline. This is Jocelyn Fullerton.